Welcome to the A to Z Roofing Podcast. We're all about treating our customers like family, and today, you're part of our family. Now, here's your A to Z team.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 2 of the A to Z Roofing Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf. I'm joined by Adrian and Christine Zullo, your hosts. Guys, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
How you doing?
Doing well. Great to see you again so soon.
Yes.
So soon.
So I thought a good way to start off this series with, you know, these educational segments here would be, you're looking to do a project, right? You need to get your roof replaced. You're at the first stage of this project. You got to go find a contractor to work with. What are some questions to ask, or how should somebody go through that process to make sure that they're getting, that they're hiring the right contractor for their job?
I guess like the first thing would be, you know, for homeowners to even get referrals from neighbors or friends that have gone through this process. You know, I'm pretty sure with asking neighbors and friends, they'll identify some of the good contractors and some of the not so good contractors, right? I mean, what better way to get a idea of who you're going to deal with besides someone that's already experienced or gone through the process?
Right.
That's one.
And then obviously if they're licensed, if they're insured, you want that, especially if they're going to be pulling permits most everywhere. And I think in Broward and in South Palm Beach where we work, you need a permit to do a roof replacement, not necessarily for a repair, but for the larger projects. And so you need to have your license for that. You want to make sure that they have workman's comp and liability insurance, materials that they're using. You want to educate yourselves on what they're offering.
Not even like materials that are be using, but also the lead times on materials as well. What to expect, you know, like, for example, for us with roof tiles, we're waiting anywhere between 5 to 10 months for roof tiles. So those are important questions as well, as far as lead times.
And I think one of the main things just for between contractors to contractors is who are you dealing with? Because especially in the roofing world, if you are doing a roof replacement, like he just said, it's a 5 to 10 month process to get materials. So you are invested in this relationship for a long period of time. And you want to make sure that who you are dealing with, you can, you get along with, you know, there is a relationship between the contractor and the homeowner. And you want to make sure that everyone is valuing each other, is respecting each other. You want to know who's going to be on the job sites during the project, who you're going to be dealing with during the permitting process and getting all that information for the materials that you are ordering and choosing from, where the communication, what kind of communication are you going to be expected to receive? Are they going to disappear for 5-6 months at a time? Or are you going to get constant updates? You know, that's something that here at A to Z, we like to offer is as much communication as we possibly can. Whenever we get anything from our third party vendors, we try to pass that along to the homeowner so that they can get an understanding of where they are in the process. Adrian is on every single job site as the owner. We have a project manager that is there from beginning to end. We have our sales manager who pops in as well. So you will always see
a familiar face
and, here.
And I like to say with communication, my wife does take pride in making the phone call to the customer before the customer calls us with questions. So she's excellent at that.
I try.
And she tries to push that along to me. I'm just not so good at it.
So, yeah, I think it's just when you're choosing a contractor, look at the big picture, you know, as a relationship. Really, it is.
Yeah, I know. I know for me, obviously, most people, you gravitate towards what you're comfortable with. And if there is a referral, if you know somebody and you feel that trust, then you could just go to them and feel confident and not have to worry about making a decision because you know they have your best interest at heart. I think when you don't have that, there's a disconnect. People go out and it's like they call, you know, 3, 4, 5 companies Right. They come out and give them quotes, and now they're trying to weigh the prices against how comfortable they feel. It can be an overwhelming process.
Yeah.
And I think people are willing. I mean, I know me, I'm willing to pay a premium to work with somebody that I can take the weight off of having to make a decision. I don't want to make a decision and then second guess myself. Like, did I make the right decision? Did I not?
Right.
I'd rather just make the decision and know that the company that I'm working with has my best interest at heart. And to me, that means more than just price-based thinking, right?
Buyer's remorse is an uneasy feeling.
Especially with the roof that isn't very easy to switch.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else you guys want to share before we wrap up?
I mean, maybe other questions that homeowners could ask is, you know, what is the company going to do to protect their property during the process of roof replacement? It is a dirty job, and it's an onsite. It's a construction site, right? And when we're replacing roofs, the majority of the roofs in Florida are sloped. So stuff's going to fall off these roofs, and, you know, and there's going to be nails everywhere. There's going to be debris everywhere. So it's, you know, very important to ask, hey, how are you going to protect my air conditioning units? How are you going to protect my landscaping or my pool pumps or even my pool in the process? And, you know, we have systems in place where we do put tarps down everywhere. We put brand new plastic over the pool. We do cover all the AC units, pool pumps, and sprinkler pumps with plywood. And even with that, on every single job roof replacement that we do, we bring brand new tarps in boxes just in case we have sudden rains and we have to cover the house. So it's South Florida. We are right on the edge of the Everglades and the ocean, and weather could roll in at any moment too. So our cheapest insurance policy as a company have been those brand new tarps on the job sites.
Funny that you should mention tarps on the job site. My two houses ago in Oakland Park, I was re-roofing the house, and I guess they didn't tarp it properly, and it rained, and the whole house flooded.
Oof.
It was a nightmare disaster. We got through it, though, but it was a unfavorable situation.
My biggest contractor is replacing living rooms and kitchens.
Yeah, it's hard. And I think that one more thing, too, is the warranty. You know, no job is perfection, right? Especially in the construction world. And there are things that get overlooked. There are things that, you know, people make mistakes or there's errors, material failures, whatever it may be. I think ask your contractors, you know, how they're going to cover those instances, what their warranty protocols are, how quick are they to respond to any issues? Because that says a lot too. If you do a roof and then all of a sudden you disappear, that says a lot about your company as well. Versus if you do a roof and yes, there's an issue, are you going to stand behind it, take care of that issue, and be present for whatever problems may face? Right?
Okay. All right. Very good. Guys, always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you next time.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And we will catch you on the next episode
of
the A to Z Roofing Podcast. Everyone, have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the A to Z Roofing Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of roofing and that you're leaving with valuable insights and ideas to enhance your roofing projects. For more information, visit AtoZRoofingExperts.com or call 954-22-ROOFS. That's 954-227-6637.